Hare Krishna, reading from my glorious master, Kobe, Japan, 1972, part one. Our morning program of praise. Prabhupada's stay in Tokyo was broken by an engagement in Kobe, 270 miles south of Tokyo. In Kobe, Prabhupada lived in the third floor apartment of our host, the president of the Kobe Hindu Association. Every morning we held a quiet morning program. Prabhupada sat on a cloth spread over the upholstered couch and chanted the Guru Vastaka prayers, followed by a soft kirtan. Once he played the madanga as he chanted the Guru Vastaka to his Guru Maharaj, his eyes closed, the early morning sun brightening his golden complexion. My comment. Prabhupada was grave, in an internal mood during these morning hours. After the Guru Vastaka prayers, we were inspired to chant Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, to praise him. Prabhupada's response was also to chant Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, to glorify his own Guru Maharaj. Walking past hypocrisy. The devotees present, Shamasunda, Banu, Prajumna, Sudama, and I, went on several morning walks through the Kobe suburbs with Prabhupada. On one morning walk, he saw a sign for the Kobe SPCA and asked us what SPA stood for. Sudama answered, "The Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals." Prabhupada retorted, "No, it means the Society for the Promotion of Cruelty to Animals." My comment. Prabhupada condemned the hypocrisy of a society whose professed purpose was to eradicate cruelty to animals, but who neither insisted on a vegetarian diet for its members nor opposed the organized murder of animals in slaughterhouses. The chopping technique. Some of Prabhupada's morning classes were less formal and more like preaching conversations. The topics varied. One morning he said that many apparently sophisticated women who had big dogs as pets were actually engaging in sex with their dogs. He used this as an example to show the degradation of modern society. He said that syphilis had entered human society through women having sex with animals. Other topics were more standard, with Prabhupada crushing our reliance on modern materialistic scientific concepts. My comment. Prabhupada was often extremely heavy when describing modern civilization and the so-called advancement of modern technology. Invectives such as rascal, cheater, and nonsense abounded in his appraisal of society's leaders. He called his preaching style the chopping technique and said his Guru Maharaj had also used it. Once Prabhupada mentioned that some of his godbrothers had criticized his Guru Maharaj's preaching style. Quote, "Those who criticized fell down," he added. Crushing chants. God's way. Chance comes from necessity. During one conversation, Prabhupada argued with the devotees that chance does not really exist. He explained how a man's necessity arises and the needed article comes to a deserving man if he works. The process that induces the article to come is not chance, but Krishna's supervision and supersoul. Because the ultimate cause is not directly perceivable by a materialist, they foolishly name chance, not God, as the cause. Prabhupada. This is the conversation. Prabhupada. If the chance comes as soon as the necessity is there, then we have to admit immediately God. Samasunda, yes. Prabhupada. Because in the Bhagavad Gita we hear Matta Smitim Gyanam Pohanam, that God is in everyone's heart, his supersoul. Now I am thinking of getting something. So God knows immediately he wants to have this. So he gives me the necessary thing, which appears to me as chance, without knowing God. The things are supplied by God because he's giving me all facilities to enjoy this material world to my heart's content by supplying all the ingredients. That is material condition. So these foolish persons are taking it as chance, but it is not chance. God is omnipotent. As soon as he understands that I want this, he gives me some facility so that I get it. So it is not by chance. It is by arrangement of superior authority. But because they are atheists, they have no sense of God consciousness, they are taking as chance that necessity creates that chance. Automatically it is coming. But no, not automatically, but all of a sudden it falls. Just like I'm hungry, I want some food, so Krishna knows it that you want, some way or other. The food comes to me. So it is the arrangement of Krishna. But I see it is chance. I was hungry, and by chance the food has come. That is my less intelligence. It is not chance. It is plan. Otherwise, you cannot adjust the meaning of chance in that way, that as soon as there is necessity, immediately the opportune chance comes before us. Samasunda, they say, well, it's my luck or my bad luck. Prabhupada, yes, they say. So this luck, as soon as you say luck, there must be someone who is giving you the luck, good luck or bad luck. Samasunda, one man may desire something very badly in his whole life. Long he will not get it. He will always say, I'm so unlucky. Prabhupada, because he is not fit to get it, so God does not supply it. So we do not take anything as chance. We take everything as planned. But because God's omnipotency is so subtle, we can't see how things are happening. Therefore we say, it is a chance of physical arrangement. Just like in the airport, as soon as I step on the door, it becomes open. It is not chance. A child will see it as chance. Oh, how is it? I wanted to go and the door is already open. He takes it as chance. That is poor fund of knowledge. There is arrangement, nice arrangement, electrical arrangement. So to a poor fund of knowledge, it becomes a chance. And to the mind, it is not chance. It is arranged by higher authority. My comment. Earlier during Prabhupada's stay, while he was in his small cottage in Tokyo, Srivikrama Swami entered Prabhupada's room when Prabhupada was alone. Prabhupada was quietly reading Krishna book. See what I do when I am free? Prabhupada remarked that. Prabhupada was a devotee of Krishna. He had great attachment to direct Krishna Katha. Then why did he spend so much of his time poking holes in contemporary thought? Faith in Guru and Shastra is the foundation of Krishna Bhakti. Simultaneously maintaining faith in modern materialistic science and technology and advancing in Krishna consciousness is impossible. Prabhupada had to demolish the forest of our unquestioned beliefs, our cultural conditioning, before the bhakti seeds he had planted in our hearts could grow and blossom. And in that way, we could take shelter of Krishna as our hope, as our pleasure, and as the love of our life. I just added that. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you. Hare Krishna.